that's a mile, feeling free. If you got the soul, you can make it. Move them out. Let them roll. From sea to shining sea. Oh. What do you do when the mountain's there? What do you do when you turn it off?
JJ? JJ?
Victor!
You're 2 hours late.
I'm sorry.
Where the hell you been?
Sorry.
Fuel injected system. It's driving me crazy.
I'm really sorry I'm late, but one of my hamsters had an anxiety attack. I couldn't leave him until he was settled down. He was acting so crazy. He ate a piece of tail. And Henrietta wasn't even bothering him. Then he ate his treadmill.
They got vets for that. We got other things to worry about.
Hamsters are a big responsibility.
Let me paint you a mental picture, all right, Victor? I want you to think of your hamsters as a little army. Marching along on a treadmill, running their little legs off, just running just as fast as they can, making that engine just purr right along the road.
JJ, what a wonderful way to put it. Wouldn't it be great if we could share the glory of winning the cannonball with them? That would be a real team effort, wouldn't it? I mean, you, me, the hamsters, and him.
Start with him. I don't want to talk about him.
If you need any help...
Damn it, I don't want to talk about him.
Okay.
Sir James!
Oh, my God. You again?
Fenderbaum,
do me a favor.
You're drawing flies. Get the hell out of here. Now, wait a minute, Greek. Only thing I want to know is, how are you figuring the odds on this cannonball cockamamie?
It takes brilliance. And years of hard work. And you wouldn't understand any part of that.
Do me a favor. A race is a race, right?
Yes.
The only thing you got to do in the cannonball is just drive steady, stay out of trouble, and have a good cover.
3,000 miles, averaging 85 miles an hour. Do you know what that is?
Do you want to talk, or do you want to bet?
Anti-radar paint, turbocharged, JJ. Nobody can stop us now. Nobody!
are you, some kind of nut? Who do you think you are?
Dun, dun, dun! I am Captain Chaos. And this is my faithful companion, Cato. Say hello, Cato. Been a cop long?
You want to talk or you want to bet?
You got 50 to 1.
And you know what you got? You got yourself a bet. 20 big, large ones.
It's $1 million.
If you win. Oh, I don't know if you know my partner, Jamie. You remember Jimmy Creek?
Jamie Blake. You used to drive that Formula One when high button shoes were in style.
Let me tell you something, Greek. We got a secret weapon. God is our co-pilot.
You'll need him.
God is our co-pilot?
Huh?
Remember our car?
Yeah.
Two seats.
Where's he gonna sit? Where?
Listen to me, Al Porco. We're not in the Indianapolis 500. We can't have a car with numbers on it. We have to camouflage the car somehow.
Like what, J.J.?
Hop on a limousine with diplomatic plates.
Nah,
I know. A bloodmobile. Never stop a bloodmobile with it.
Ice cream truck. An ice cream truck. You know they're going to get there before it melts.
Terrific. We're out of beer, Victor.
Sorry.
Oh, take it easy, you're acting crazy. This is kind of bolting.
I'm going to pull in here and get some beer, all right? How about an armored personnel carrier? They wouldn't stop that, would they?
No.
Trust you had a pleasant day?
A nightmare. A living nightmare. You are killing me, Seymour. Killing me a slow death with this idiot spy business.
Mother, you don't understand.
What is there to understand? I'm looking at my son, Seymour Goldfarb, Jr. Son of Seymour Goldfarb, God rest his soul. And heir to the Goldfarb Girdle's fortune. And what is he doing? Walking around, acting like he was some goy movie star named Roger Moore. And for this, I sent you to the best schools. For this, I'm spending $8,000 on orthodonture work. For this, I'm going broke paying that Beverly Hills analyst. And now, this. The sleep-in maid sounded under your pillow this morning. What is the meaning of this?
The meaning, Mother dear, is a quick death. I warned you not to interfere in my affairs.
Seymour, put that away. It's liable to go off.
I'm terribly sorry, Mother, but you know too much. You see, in my business, even the deepest family relationships aren't worth a farthing.
Farthing, schmarthing. No.
Zykazin, Mama.
Why, where did I go wrong?
You know something, Mama? You're too Jewish.
Of course, we could always go with a nice plain Jane Chevy with a truckload of Sidewinder missiles.
JJ, maybe you should slow this down just a little bit.
I can't hear you.
I said you're making waves. You're bothering the people.
What the hell is going too fast got to do with being in the cannonball?
JJ, you're making very big waves.
Hey. All right.
Yeah!
guys are lucky. I mean, you tore the heck out of that boat.
You all right, Victor?
Oh, I'm fine, J.J. It only hurts when I point. You know, maybe it would have been better if you didn't pay so much attention to those girls.
Nobody's perfect.
That's true. Nobody's perfect. But him.
Sorry.
How far is it to the hospital?
Oh, about 10 miles.
Oh, yeah? How long will it take to get there?
About 4 or 5 minutes. You can smoke through traffic like shot through a gun in this thing.
ガジラ movie 一番の科学者 Michael Wong
中国全美国的
Excuse me.
Camel.
Not the camel schmuck. Winston.
Ah. Shigna Fadun has so far given. Nasty Sahara.
When the women Halley is so hot to him or Baba.
Ibn Harama, Villawala will la. Ha!
Kata!
Starting tomorrow, you and George will be riding in the car with me.
Yes, sir. Down this end is a good.
How goes your driving, my brother?
Allah be praised, dear sister. My speed is rivaled only by the lightning bolts from the heavens.
And I suppose you still intend to go through that race with the infidel Americans?
The cannonball will fall to the forces of Islam! My dear sister, I pledge it! Drink!
The car will be there, correct?
Yes, Mr. Compton.
Don't forget to cancel the board meeting on Monday. I'm going to spend a week in Spain at the castle.
Yes, Mr. Compton.
Arthur, I want you to find an old friend of mine, a Mr. Shaky Finch. He is the finest long-distance motorcycle rider in this nation. You got it?
Yes, Mr. Compton. Mr. Compton, the board has asked me to express their concern one more time. Please reconsider.
Not possible, Arthur. The board will have to permit me this one indulgence to my ego.
Something.
Oh, are you kidding? That is the dumbest thing I've seen since that dimwit tried to jump the Grand Canyon.
Still on ice.
I don't think he's a bumpin' either.
Yeah, don't you worry, son. I'm gonna lose him right up here at the motel.
Hey, I remember. There's the spot. There's the spot, and right in back. And it's the perfect spot to hide.
All right, wonderful.
Take a left.
Oh, hell. Take a left.
Left.
I can't see shit, can you?
No problem, sir.
Hiding that bag.
I know. But the only problem we got now is we have to go and retune it. All right? Yeah. So we get a beer first.
Yeah, let's go get a beer.
I'd like to thank Mona Corson of Westport for that wonderful luncheon of hemp sandwiches and wood chip consomme. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
This is a titty turn. Terrific turnout for the meeting.
Yes, terrific.
He led the campaign to ban the use of electric toothbrushes during peak load hours and to sound the alarm.
I suppose you came here to hear me speak?
No, not really. I'm into trees.
Trees?
Friends of nature love trees, you know, so I come to the meetings.
That's very interesting.
I love anybody who loves trees.
Well, they happen to be a great passion of mine.
You know what I like best about trees?
I know. What?
Oh, that you can lie under them on a moonlit night with the breeze blowing. With all your brains out.
Mr. Arthur J. Foyt. Mr. Foyt.
Give that sucker some juice.
Hey, the honest ain't hiding it in the pool. Did was make it pretty. It ain't running worth the shit.
Just,
it's wet.
I know that. Just hit it one more time, all right?
Hey, hold it. I know what's wrong.
Don't think for a minute that we in Washington don't appreciate your mother's march to ban the sale of colored toilet paper to help reduce irritation of the rectum. But today, I want to direct my remarks to an old and familiar enemy, the automobile.
All right, one more time, let me hear it.
It reminds me of a poem I wrote. The automobile.
They picked on the wrong one this time. I guarantee they're going to pay for this because when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
He's running good now, buddy.
I still think we ought to paint it.
Well, if we're going to paint it, let's go ahead and modify it, all right?
Hey, there's the motel. Look at the parking lot. The cannonballers have it all jammed up.
Man, I can't handle this traffic. Hold on to your lunch pail. This may get a little weird.
Hey, wait a minute.
Slow down. Hey, you're the one running this flea bag. Where are the hookers?
What?
Hookers, man. Where are the hookers?
Excuse me.
Hello, Mad Dog.
Hey, JJ.
Probably didn't realize this, but the parking lot's outside.
Yeah, I know. Brakes went out.
Huh. What do you think, you're the president?
Well, let me make one thing perfectly clear. We feel terrible about it, and if they can't take a joke,
Thank goodness. We just had a terrible accident.
Well, we'd like to help you, but we're off duty.
Well, this man looks bad. Maybe he's dead.
And you should call the coroner. JJ, he don't look too good.
Yeah. I think he just had his bell rung.
Well, can't you do something? I mean, you're professionals.
This is our day off.
Will you guys do something? This man's life is hanging by a thread.
Victor? You have to be very scientific about this. Could go up the nostrils, affect the sinuses.
That's true.
There. Don't bother about the bill. Just give him a couple of enemas and call me in the morning. Hi, how's it going?
Perfect.
We'd like two singles. J.J. McClure, Victor Prinzi. I'll be in the bar. Always like a couple of drinks right after surgery.
I wonder why that guy parked his truck in the lobby.
Only in America. Get me 12 suites. Better yet, the entire floor. Too much couscous.
I've as sure as H would like to get my hands on those Hell's Angels who are driving that truck. But you know, it's probably just as well because I am a wild bull when I lose my temper.
I love wild bulls.
Oh. Funny that guy, really funny that you should say, oh my God, it's them.
Them who?
Those Hell's Angels.
They could be part of a terrorist group or something.
I don't know. But this place is filling up with some real hoodlums. Did you see anything weird back there?
No.
I'm going to find out. I don't understand why it's so difficult for you to find a doctor.
It's very, very hard. You know, it's not easy finding a doctor to take off like that. Dr. Gay doesn't even leave his house.
I don't understand. If you're going to win the cannonball and you're driving an ambulance, you have to have a doctor in there. What does Dr. Gay do?
He's my shrink. He was committed yesterday.
Why?
He was smoking bananas. He gets very upset when he talks to him.
So do I.
Oh. Sorry. I don't want to prove my drink. Congratulations. Here's to you. Good luck, fellas. You dumb sit. They haven't got a chance. You know what? I think I'm going to call the Greek and put another 10,000 on it. JJ, what about those two? Maybe one of those beauties could be our patient.
Maybe both of them could be.
Woof.
I could be very patient with those patients. They're very likable. I tell you what, it's the two of us go over there and talk to them, huh?
Okay.
I'll do all the talking.
Okay.
Victor?
Yeah.
We just think about the doctor.
Okay.
Good evening, ladies.
Evening.
Hello.
My name is J.J. McClure, and this is Victor Prinzi, my executive assistant.
Hi.
How did the doctor, Victor?
Terrorists, my dimpled ass. These people make terrorists look like the Sisters of Charity. These guys are cannonballers.
What is that, a bowling team?
As you probably know, we're the favorites to win the cannonball tomorrow, and I was wondering if one of you or both of you might like to ride in the winning vehicle.
Oh, that would be very exciting.
Excited.
But we're cannonballers ourselves, thank you.
They're cannonballers?
And as for the winning vehicle, well, we'll just have to wait and see. You haven't seen our equipment.
Equipment? Equipment?
Hi.
Hi.
Don't tell me your name. Let me guess. Melissa.
No.
Juliet.
No.
Betty.
No.
I'll just call you Beauty, okay?
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. Sit down.
Are you one of those volleyballers?
Cannonballers. No.
Why are you dressed up like that?
Humanitarian reasons. I'm a wealthy philanthropist. Me and my partner, we just ride around in an ambulance looking for accidents, trying to help people. I don't think we were put on this earth to hurt people. I think we were put on this earth to help people.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
You must be a sensitive person.
I try to be.
I bet you're a fan of Rod McEwen's.
I listen to him every night.
I'm into trees. Have you ever heard of Joyce Kilmer?
Yeah.
She wrote a really terrific poem about a tree.
He.
Who?
He.
He's a she?
She's a he.
Oh. Well, he wrote a really terrific poem about a tree.
Yeah.
You know what I like best about trees?
No.
That you can lie under them on a moonlit night. The leaves gently blow.
Sorry about that.
Drive. What were you saying about trees?
I was saying what I like best about trees. Is that on a moonlit night, you can lie under them with the leaves gently blowing.
JJ!
Hey, JJ, you'll never believe what just happened to him.
I don't want to talk about
it. He had the most wonderful
time. I don't
want
to talk about him. But it was Victor Beauty. Beauty.
Oh.
Hello, Victor.
You really are. JJ, what about the doc? You want to hear about the doc?
Tell me about the doctor.
Oh, it's about the doctor.
It's really important. You see, we need a doc for the ambulance.
It'll keep.
Oh, sure, I know. But listen, I think you should hear of it.
It'll keep.
It's really important.
I want to talk to her.
Who? Now, do you want to hear about the doc?
No.
It'll keep.
Hey, Fred, old buddy. How the hell are you?
Shaky. My God, it is you.
Hello, Shaky.
Shaky, it's kind of tough to get close to you. Last time I saw you, you were a bit more svelte.
Yeah, well, what can I tell you? In a pizza business where things are slow, you tend to eat the inventory.
Yeah, but listen, Shaky, that's not good for the cannonball. You know that. I mean, you don't need a motorcycle. You need the super chief.
Well, even with the extra tonnage, I'm still the best there is.
Yeah? Well, I tell you what. I got a throttle that's been sticking. Why don't you fix that?
Yeah, well.
Boss, this is the biggest coup in the history of the safety enforcement unit. We're going to blow this cannonball thing wide open, and then we're going to hit Congress for a real budget that will allow us to play some real hard ball. I mean, this is our Three Mile Island and Love Canal combined.
Ooh. What's wrong?
Look at the chicks.
Look at the chicks.
Oh, if we were Methodists, oh, what a shot we could have getting laid right here.
Listen, I want to get up there. I don't want to miss a thing. Yes. Yeah.
All right. There you go. Just as good as new.
Give her a try.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. We'll see.
Hey, I don't think it's the throttle. I think it's the clutch.
Goodbye.
Look out! Hey, watch out! Watch out!
Must be the entry of the National Safety Council.
Thank you.
am here to participate in your little jaunt to California.
Well, of course. If you would sign in here, please. Hold still, Petey. Say cheese.
I realize the novelty of a major celebrity entering your little race, but kindly resist the temptation and keep the media coverage to a minimum. Thank you.
You hurry the hell up.
We're just for the deal of it. Let's find a little doctor while the two and I turn. We're in our prime.
Got it? Hurry up,
man. We're just for the deal of it. Let's find a little love.
Man does not live on bread alone.
What concerns me is, do we have enough ice for all this beer?
Plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, how about food, son? Did you bring enough food? Plenty.
Plenty. Will you get serious? Give me the rest of that beer.
Just for the day.
Excuse me, good sisters, if you will. Father, we do have a race to run, and we're running a little late. So would you come on? Would you excuse him, good sisters?
Bye-bye.
Oh, don't run off. Tonight's the night.
Okay. I'd like to welcome you all to an event that's sometimes been called the automotive counterpart to the Bay of Pigs. You all are certainly the most distinguished group of highway scofflaws and degenerates ever gathered together in one place. We're going to have a lot of fun. Of course, you know, certain skeptics note that perhaps 10,000 of the nation's most elite highway patrolmen are out there waiting for us after we start. But let's think positively. Think of the fact that there is not one state in the 50 that has the death penalty for speeding. Although I'm not so sure about Ohio. Everybody is going to get a card like this. When you leave, you're going to punch out here at this time clock. 3,000 miles roughly away from here is another time clock just like that at the Portofino Inn. The difference between the two times is your time across the country. The record stands at 32 hours and 51 minutes. Believe it or not, those guys did break the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Oh, yeah!
Okay, let's get that first car up here. We're going to get this thing underway.
Where's the doctor?
I got everything else.
Where's the doctor?
I got 60 gallons of gasoline.
Can you read my lips? Where is the doctor?
The auxiliary tank.
God damn it, I give you one responsibility to get a doctor. You give me no doctor now. Where is he?
He got sick.
Just listen to what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You go find a doctor.
Give me Dr. Kildare. Give me Dr. Livingston. Give me Dr. Frankenstein. Just give me a doctor. Go where the doctors hang out.
Where's that?
Bars. The golf course.
Golf course. Bar. Okay.
Right.
Where else?
Hospital.
Try that, too.
My jet will take you to California.
It's time for you to punch out.
I'll see you in California. I love you.
Co-stars, you and me, we're going to win the whole thing.
Since the more I look around and see these turkeys, I have...
While you're drinking, that chalk to the left, isn't that J.J. McClure?
He's nothing. Don't worry about him. It's the blimp next to him. The blimp. When he puts on that mask, he'll blow your goddamn doors off. You understand that? The blimp!
Say like a time computer!
Say
like a time computer! Say like a time computer!
Is that weird?
Wow. Okay, on Nevada license plate, and that's Whiskey Zebra Alpha Niner Fiber Zero. You got that?
What?
It's just right.
W-Z-A... Not here. Will you let me do it? W-Z-A-9-5... Oh, see. Whiskey Zebra Alpha Niner Fiver
oh.
Zero.
Oh. Okay, so it's Interstate 80 through Pennsylvania. Pick up.
Oh, that's good looking beast. And cunningly disguised so it won't look like a racing car, you know? The cops would never give that a second glance.
220 miles an hour and they aren't going to get a second glance.
Hey, when we get to California, I got a place out of Palos Verdes.
You boys going to start this thing or just sit there and wait for that paint to dry?
Yes, sir.
How long till we stop? Hey, now! Damn, I got to go to the job! Go!
Bad dog. You are going to take the shortcut to the interstate, aren't you?
We're here to win, ain't we? If you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly.
God, Pamela, did you see that?
They drove right through those trees. I love trees. Did I tell you
what? We are going right down there and bring this thing to a screeching halt right now. Buckle up. We're going into action.
Would you mind? Very simple.
Might be easier with your lights on.
Why advertise?
Wait a minute.
What?
Father.
What?
That's a no-no, haven't you heard? They haven't allowed that for nearly 2,000 years.
Well, look, I'm a liberal wing way out on the other part of the church, you know. Nothing at all.
Keep flying, Father.
Fly. How about just one of you?
Who says cops won't stop honeymooners, huh? And anyhow, why do I have to be the prize?
Shut up, sweetie, and punch the clock.
Okay, go slow until I get my wig on.
Yes, dear.
Fellow mine, are we all set for California?
Explain methods. Not that method is.
All right, fellow mine.
Okay, all right.
Okay, now, who's driving?
You're driving.
I can't drive.
And I'm driving.
Yeah, I think you are.
Okay.
All right, put me down.
All right.
Good drive. You hold it, sir. I'll give him the car.
Come on. I'm coming. Somebody's hat. Oh, my drink.
May the good Lord take a liking to you, but not too soon.
Bless you, my children.
Those guys are more juiced up than that Ferrari.
Before I open this, don't get your hopes up too high. I was pressed for time.
No problem.
Holy shit.
I'm honored, sir. I'm Dr. Nicholas Van Helsing, professor of proctology and other related tendencies, graduate of the University of Rangoon, and assorted night classes at the Knoxville, Tennessee College of Faith Healing.
You may be a little overqualified for this job. You got your equipment with you?
I never go anywhere without it. However, in my particular line of work, I seldom need more than this. Or this.
We'll talk about this later, huh?
Now, sir, before we commence this odyssey, which I understand will carry us across this grand nation from sea to shining sea, there's the matter of my compensation. I've determined that my services will require the payment of $2,000.
I was thinking more along the lines of $200.
Fortunately, my practice allows me a certain flexibility. After checking my schedule, I find I'll be able to make the journey. As far as the money's concerned, you got a deal.
You're off.
Here we go.
Here we go.
3,000 airplane madcap miles to California.
California, here we come. Right back where we started from.
Thank you, Victor.
Bowers,
we do not have a female Bowers. Patient in the back. Thanks to your wonderful cousin Tessie. It's not my fault that she didn't fit in the stretcher.
Doesn't fit in the ambulance.
I got the doc here, didn't I?
Don't you ever tell me where you got him. I don't want to know where you got him.
Okay. I was just surprised that all the animals there were...
I don't want to know where you got him.
Hey, maybe I could be the patient.
That's a good idea. Everybody believed you were sick. Wouldn't you believe he's sick?
Want me to examine him?
JJ.
Him doesn't like it when you say bad things about me, and you know that.
Thanks to you, though, we don't have a female patient. And we've got to find a female.
JJ.
Damn cannonballs.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm so happy you're here. Can you help me with Mr.
Voigt.
Voigt.
Sure. That's what I'm here for. Mr. Voigt, go around and get in the emergency entrance.
Come on right here. There we go.
Wait, I'm not... Oh!
Oh, this is really terrific. Well, you guys go around helping people.
Yeah. Next year, we're going for the Nobel Prize. That's where the big bucks are.
Mr. Voigt.
Voigt. No, we got you. We're batting 500. Nobody's perfect.
Well, I think you have to go back and pick him up.
We'd really like to, but we're on a kind of a tight schedule. You know, we're on our way to California. You'd be amazed how many really sick people there are out there. They need our help. We could pick him up on the way back.
Victor. Can you help me?
Oh, I can't. I can't do anything. But he can.
Who can?
Him.
Big specimen. JJ, you want me to start the examination right away? I'm gonna like this job. Right here, honey.
No, thank you. Not right now.
Boss man, this is 30 years.
I'm really sorry about that, little lapse, officer. Normally, I drive right around the speed limit.
We all make mistakes, miss. But 160? That's a little more than a lapse.
What the hell is going on here? Everybody's driving like maniacs.
I don't know, officer.
Let me see your driver's license, please. What the hell? I can't penalize nice girls like you for a little indiscretion. But the whole road packed with speed crazy lunatics. There. You girls have a nice trip. Drive carefully and take it easy.
Thank
and
you.
Come back and see us next year.
Bye.
Take care. Keep it in the road.
I don't know why you're pouting. I mean, look, we're taking a nice leisurely trip to California, and we're picking up all the bills. This could be fun.
I can't believe this is happening to me. This is not a joke anymore. I'm being kidnapped.
Well, you can call it kidnapping if you want to be rude.
Just think. We have a professional physician on board in case somebody gets swamp fever.
You guys are strange.
JJ.
Yeah?
We got company.
Yeah, here.
Okay, Beauty, you lie down and be a patient for the police.
No.
Come on,
why? Don't. I'm going to help you. You didn't even help Mr.
Foyt.
Foyt.
Maybe I can help.
God.
It's all right, miss. Doesn't hurt. Give it to myself all the time.
Yeah, he gives it to himself all the time. Sure. Come on, Doc, show her. Show her.
Hi, guys. What's up?
What's up?
Huh?
You guys are running 120. Your little lights are flashing all over the place. That's what's up.
We got a patient in there.
You were still speeding.
She's very sick.
Oh. Well, there's not a hospital within 50 miles of this place. Where are you headed?
UCLA.
UCLA.
UCLA Medical Center.
L.A.
California. Now, this is going to sound like a dumb question, but if she's that sick, why didn't you fly her?
Why didn't we fly her? I'm just a driver. We have to ask the doc. No.
That's a good idea. Why don't we ask the doc?
Sorry.
What's going on out here? What is this crude interruption?
The patient, why can't she be flown to California?
Cysts on the walls of her lungs. Very rare. You see, airplanes are only pressurized at 10,000 feet. Now, anybody knows anything about medicine knows that she can't fly, she has to be driven. Or we couldn't even go through Denver, it's so high.
Tell them to go back and pick up Mr.
Foyt.
Is that lady all right?
She's in great pain. Caused her to make certain delirious
Sounds like she's on something to me.
Let me explain something to you. We have to get the senator's wife to California in 72 hours. You understand what I'm saying? We have to get the senator's wife to California in 72 hours.
We're very close.
But as long as you're in New Jersey, I want you fellas to take it easy. You got that?
We sure do. Thanks a lot.
Get this rig out of here. I'm glad there's no cupcakes like that in New Jersey.
You haven't met my brother-in-law, Ralph.
I thought that cop was going to have a cardiac arrest when we said we were going to California.
Wasn't Beauty terrific?
The lady was splendid. She should have her picture on the cover of the AMA Journal.
I'm sure that doctor's a very sweet man, basically.
Ah, thanks.
But don't you ever tell me where you found him. Ever.
It's the cannonball. It's the damn cannonball for sure. They blasted away right in front of my eyes. And they kidnapped a girl named Pamela Glover. I mean, just like it was the goddamn Red Brigade or something. Yeah, but I've got them. This time I've got them. Ohio? Yes, Ohio has been notified. Yeah. Ohio has been notified. Yeah. And Missouri. Yeah, and California. Yeah. We'll get them. And I'm going to be there to handle it. You can count on it. Yeah. Listen, I've got 2 minutes to catch my flight. Yeah, bye. Hey! Madam! Madam!
I'm no madam. I'm a decent, respectable woman. I don't even own a house. I live in an apartment. Now get off my case. I'm late for my plane.
Well, then, after my career in the RAF...
The what?
The Royal Air Force.
Oh, do you mind if I have a cigarette?
Please go ahead, they're your lungs. Well, I had a chest full of citations, medals, that sort of thing. And then I drifted in playing a rather popular character. Not that one, darling, please. We don't want you leaving so shortly after the trip has begun, do we?
No. Of course not.
Well, then I drifted into playing a rather popular character on a television series. It's still in syndication, you know. Half away.
Thanks a lot, ladies. But I would take it a little easier. Some of the officers up the road might not be as understanding.
Thank you so much, officer. We really do appreciate that warning. And if you're ever up in Duluth, remember to look me up.
I got the number. Count on it.
How's the patient?
She's alive. Looks like she survived the procedure.
What procedure? If you laid a finger on me.
No, I just gave her a little prick with this.
Hey, Super Chief, will you lean forward so I can get the front wheel on the ground? Stop kidding, I am.
Driving a Ferrari. What are they taking, the bingo money home?
Oh, no, they're doing the work of the Lord. In a Ferrari, they can just do it faster, that's all.
Over! We want to bless you!
Victor?
Yeah?
Well, the priest is black.
Oh, yeah, they have black priests.
They do?
Oh, sure, they have a black cardinal. Oh, they do want us to pull over. They want to bless us. Can we?
Get this straight. You want us to pull over and be blessed by a black priest in a red Ferrari.
Couldn't hurt.
By faith.
Nice car, Father.
Thank you, asshole.
Hello, Father.
Nice looking car.
Oh, that's what everybody said. He even said. I want to thank you for stopping, son, because we always stop the ambulance, you know, so we can bless who's ever in there. And you paramedics are doing such a wonderful job.
Yeah, well, we're in kind of a hurry, so if you could just bless it and then we'll be...
Oh, I got to bless her.
Oh, I'm sorry, Father. She's a Zen Buddhist, and you're not a Zen Buddhist, so you can't bless her.
Oh, we specialize in blessing Zen Buddhists.
Yeah.
Yes?
Second thought, Father. You want to bless him? We need all the help we can get. Just give him a little shot.
Thank you, Father. You didn't fight what?
You did a good job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Why don't you take that piece of shit back to the junkyard?
JJ, we got a
flat.
Yeah, and those priests
weren't fathers. They were
mothers.
Come here.
Oh, gee.
So there you have it. A rather simple story, actually. International film star, ruthless assassin, Casanova, poet, philosopher. You might say a legend in my own time. In fact, you can. Ah!
Oh.
Not that one, darling. I'm afraid this car is full of surprises.
This is something I've noticed, I must say.
How about some champagne, darling?
A little silver four-wheeler that just flew past me with a good-looking seat cover. Son, back that thing down. You got smokies all over my back door.
If you are referring to me, I request that you speak more clearly in Queen's English. That is, if we are going to converse on this wireless. Ah, bless your heart. Cheers. Down the hatch.
Here. You're a man.
7-Eleven, how can I help you?
Pumps 1 and 2, hit
them. What are you, some kind of nut? You got one unleaded there and one premium.
She goes both ways.
Round orange moon pie with a white hat on. He'll pay for it.
I'm a doctor. And if I may be permitted the indelicacy, you've seen one, you've seen them all. Mm-hmm.
Come on, 1,000 miles on one wheel. We're trying to win a race, not set a record.
Victor, what do you got? A lot of goodies for you guys and a big gulp, Dr. Pepper, for me.
I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper?
Will you get in here?
Okay, here you go. Okay, get in here.
Officer.
You take your law and order in this town seriously?
Are you kidding?
Excuse me for asking.
Greek! But would you shut up a minute and listen to me? Oh, by the way, Greek, what's the odds on the Japanese team not finishing?
There's going to be a red Ferrari come flying through here in a few seconds, and the two men driving are responsible for the victim lying back here in this ambulance.
Victim?
A flasher victim. You want to know the worst part?
What's that?
They're dressed as priests.
Go on.
Well, I guess they think it's a little kinkier, you know, dressed as priests.
God damn, that's sick. I'll handle this.
Oh, one more thing. I think they're armed.
Damn, I hope so. It'll give me an excuse. Bye-bye! JJ, you son of a...
Out of the car, both of you.
Now.
All right, hit it.
Hit it? Hit it?
Freeze or name your beneficiary.
Beneficiary?
Officer, I sincerely hope
you're not a Catholic. To him. He's been locked up for 6 years in that monastery, and he don't know what he's doing. I don't think both of his paddles are in the water.
6 years is going to seem like a summer vacation when the state of Missouri gets through with you. And you, Shorty, where'd you get all that jewelry?
Why do you call me Shorty?
Because you're small. Small. S-M-O.
I suggest you take another outfit, buddy. The Smokies have got traffic all tied up on 40 looking for them cannonballers.
That's a big 10-4.
Hey, JJ.
Yeah?
There's a lot of talk on the CB about the roadblock ahead. What do you think?
I think we're in deep, you know what?
Transmission is slipping. We lost a lot of time because of your two phony priests.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nothing.
Hey, listen, if the transmission does hold together, you think we're going to be able to bluff our way through the roadblock ahead?
I don't know. Give me a minute to gather my thoughts. I gathered my thoughts. Hey, low boy!
Look in your rearview mirror. See this ambulance back here? We need a piggyback ride.
Now, this one can go by. There's no problem here. Let's just got this one and that one. Yeah. Well, that was okay. Let it go.
Excuse me. But you look fairly familiar. Do I know you?
Yes, it's quite possible. This is going to take long. You see, we're on our honeymoon, and she can't wait.
Oh, thank God, normal people. No, see, we were just looking for Cannon Book, but it's not important. Just move along if you want to.
Hey, what is this, anyway?
Oh, it's a stakeout.
Oh, bon appetit.
English humor.
Come on, guys, keep moving, will you, please? Let's see, Quiet, Victor! We're gonna blow our cover!
JJ, this is not a 9-to-5 job. I wish him were here.
Hi.
Hello. You look tired.
Yeah, I'm frustrated and tired.
Think you're gonna win this crazy race?
Damn right I am.
I'm sitting here having a conversation with somebody who kidnapped me.
Who can blame anybody for kidnapping you?
You gave me laughing gas.
Huh. An awful pitiful laugh.
You made me forget my favorite skirt back at the motel.
It doesn't matter. You look terrific without it. What'd you expect anyway?
A gangbang or something like
a
that.
A gangbang? Racers, not rapists.
Why?
Why what?
Why all this speed and trouble and risk and... I mean, what for?
For the hell of them. Didn't you ever do anything just for the hell of them?
I guess so.
My father used to work in coal mines. 43 years. He's going to retire, buy a houseboat, move down to Florida, fish on the back of the boat, tell my mom lies. He died 2 days before he was going to retire.
Oh. I guess you just never know.
Yeah. I made up my mind right then. I was going to go for it. I mean, everything I wanted. I was going to go for it right then. Because you never know when something's going to happen to you. Like talking to you, you know? I mean, it's really nice.
Excuse me. Well, where are you guys going?
We're just out looking for a pack of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with North Carolina plates, you're driving all the way to Missouri for cigarettes?
How about a beer?
How about the fact that your paint job is coming off? You want to take these guys away?
The good guys strike back. What is that? 5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-5-8-3-6-
on, guys, keep moving, will you, please?
Howdy, sir. What seems to be the problem?
You guys didn't really think that you'd get away with this, did you? We're going to get the whole lot of you now.
Not here, you won't. The word is out about your little roadblock. They're talking about it all up and down a super slab.
Come on, get these traitors out of here, will you?
Think you're so big.
Hey, do some of you people want to come over and push this thing out of the way? Come on.
I'll put it neutral.
Who did that? Make it stop!
Hey, George, you remember the good old days before they got radar in? We used to chase speeders.
Yeah, this is really boring.
Why, you pay more, took side with the diving man. Sa took side, come here.
That's the first time we took an order by phone. It's hard to understand you.
When I called you, I was doing 140 miles an hour. That was 6 lamb burgers, 4 shish kebabs, a side order of couscous, and 2 milk. No, how much?
$6.75.
Here, my desert blossom. Give the change. Have you ever considered joining a harem? I shall return for you after the race. Get a physical. I shall return, my little thing. Hello!
Strange having that guy running around inside your head.
Oh, he's not in here. He's out there somewhere, helping people.
Oh.
He's always helping people. He'd help you.
He would?
He likes you.
Well, how did he find you? I mean, how did you two get together?
Well, when I was real young, I didn't have any friends like I do now. Like J.J., like J.J. One day, I was in the schoolyard. 9 guys were beating me up pretty good. There he was. Dun, dun, dun.
Captain Chaos?
Yeah, out of the blue. Pow! Slam! Bam! Bass! I sure was grateful.
Great!
Yeah, oh, nobody bothered me at school after that.
I wish I had a friend like that.
Well, first you need a mask and a cape.
I think I'd like mine to be pink. Almost everything I wear is pink.
Everything? Even,
Oh, I don't wear any.
You don't?
Uh-uh. Victor, I'd like to be your friend because I like you.
Oh. I like you too, Beauty.
The New Mexico.
Mexico?
Yeah.
It's here. What do you think it's a thing? I'm Mexico, Mexico. Hashtag stupid.
care of this one. Well, hello, Hot Pants. I don't suppose you have a driver's license tucked down in there somewhere, do you?
Yes, officer.
That policeman seems to want us to stop, Daddy.
Yes, he must be rather upset with our rapid rate. Funny, they don't have any sense of humor about that sort of thing.
Aren't you going to pull over?
I'd rather not. Can be such a bore talking to those chaps. Tell you what, we'll just slip away. Hit that button, will you?
Like in your movie. And now a little oil, right, Donnie? Well, we are full of freaks, aren't we?
Oh, it's all part of my business, really.
So I've been meaning to ask you, darling, what movie? Wait a minute. Can you see where you're going?
Perfectly.
This is ridiculous.
Good sport, isn't it? Would you mind rolling the window down, old girl? We're getting done up like a couple of kittens here.
Next time I bring my man.
Coffee there, London Town.
Ravishment of a woman who has been abducted. A woman whose initial fear has mellowed into curious expectation. In the morning, she will be set free, unaware of anything, except that she has been loved as never before.
I've never seen a damn Rolls Royce that do 140 miles an hour.
What do you fellas got in it?
Stock.
Sign here.
I guess you must have misconstrued my remark about my mother planning to purchase Southern California as an attempt to influence your giving me a ticket, officer. I am sure that she will still consider keeping you all on as a member of the highway patrol, regardless of how shabbily you treated her son.
You might want to tell that to the judge, sir.
Yes, El Khanzir. Yalla, yalla, MC.
This is for you and the judge!
Goddamn camel jockey.
We got a smoky on our tail. Watch this.
Officer?
Pull it over.
We got no brakes! No brakes! Help us! Yes, thank you!
Damn, no brake gag works every time.
Oh, no. We really don't have any brakes!
Kid, will ya?
Hang on!
Evil, you've got yourself some competition.
先咁啊，佢咁啊唔係嗰度嚟噶嘛，而家呢度啊，你坐咗啦，你攞咗係唔準噶嘛，你個電腦唔通你哋咁攞嚟對個我，你實錯極時我就啱到大佬啊！
我轉咗彎先啦，贏啦，點啊？今日大佬啊！你搞唔掂，仲係唔掂啊？咩啊？66，鬼咩？
啦，而家美國嘅蟹圍咁樣嘅。而家咧唔使有牌
证
啦，你喺
一路
停喺度啦。
嗱，
你而家有牌
证，等美国佬不嬲都要揸紧，我哋明晒啦嘛。但有你个老友我啊喺度啊嘛，有冇个 secret weapon 咧？个 weapon 啊，睇住嚟啦嘛，
预备睇住啦，一二三啊，哇，
好冇嘢啊！
How long we been here?
20 minutes? We could have been there by now.
The road will be open in 5 minutes, Father. Yeah.
Get
it! Hey, Father Putz.
Albert Schweitzer. Hey, I want to thank you for being so sweet and so nice and telling those people all about us, you know, back in Missouri. That we were both flashers and sex maniacs.
Well, I just wanted to return the favor that you and the chocolate monk did for us back in Ohio.
The chocolate monk?
He could say that, because he's riding around with the Goodyear blimp.
The Goodyear blimp?
He can say that. Because if I had the time, I would take those rosary beads and stuff them up your nose.
These rosary beads?
Yeah.
My rosary beads?
Yeah.
And shove them this nose?
Up that nose, yeah.
You can do that.
Oh, you can do that?
Do you take a little advice?
Sure.
Bring friends.
A lot of them. Blimp?
都是你的呢，哇，你的近飘塔不行了，你研究三年，现在还搞些火箭，搞到周车沙。
车到死人头咩？是你搞事的嘛，你不搞我就不怎么炸了，现在怎么样？
你有没有问个近飘塔还有没有第二条路啊？我
就七次了嘛，但是。
Riding room cannonball.
I told you this honeymoon scheme would work.
Good, now you wear the wig, sweetheart.
It's hot.
Oh, I don't know. When I was in Egypt making the fly who bugged me, it was at least 180 in the shade. Not that there was much shade.
If CBS would have had their cameras there, we'd have made sports spectacular for sure. We just zoomed right out over that train.
What, do you want to try it again?
Dressed up like that and wearing a wig, too. Isn't he cute?
Those guys scare me.
Oh, you just stay close to Ma. There won't be any trouble.
He looks like Gregory Peck in a blue flannel suit.
Well, this is my friend, Zeki. Allow me to present myself. I'm on Wall Street. Maybe we can have lunch sometime.
We don't ride in Wall Street.
Yeah, we don't ride in Wall Street. Why don't we go over there and help him out?
What do you mean, we? If we do, then that road opens up and you're long gone. Now, why don't you, huh?
You're the good Samaritan.
Besides, I'm wearing these.
Now, maybe you would like to complete your ensemble.
Oh, no. There's something else of yours that I want.
Oh, really? What's that?
Your ass!
Shall we join the fracas? Step back, my dear. I must warn you. I'm Roger Moore.
Hello,
me.
Roger Moore.
Go run in there. Boom, 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 bam, bam, bam. Knock them flat out. Then we go. We can still win, okay?
We can do that.
We can do that.
Yeah.
What are you, crazy freak? How could you possibly change odds in the middle of it?
Hold it. You wouldn't last 5 minutes in the New York suburb. Now that's the way it's done.
Is that good to drink?
I don't know. I never tried it.
Try this side?
Yeah.
Need some help?
You get out of here.
Right. And then. Thanks, Ricky.
Get this guy, Jakey.
Excuse me, Father, but the road's open.
Oh, thanks.
Thunderbomb, the road's open! Bye. Let's go! Hit it!
What'd you take off that goddamn mask for?
I didn't take off the mask. Keith took off the mask.
We need him, Victor.
I don't know where he is.
Very interesting fellow. I'd like to probe his case.
I don't believe this. We don't want him around. He's around. We want him. He's not around. I'm going to get a beer.
Lamborghini! Leading the race? Catch it!
You're looking good.
The Greek's gonna pay us money.
Gosh, wait till I tell my friend I was sitting next to George Hamilton.
George Hamilton?
Sporting way to win. What do you say, Father?
Not a sporting way.
That's
a shitty way to win.
We're gonna win! Help! Help! Somebody save my baby! He's drowning!
No, Chaos! No!
No problem, fair lady. I will save your baby. Have no fear!
Baby, thank you. You're such a brave man. You don't know what this means to me. Oh, my baby, I love you.
JJ, I saved that woman's dog.
Victor, we could have won that race. Do you understand what I'm telling you? We could have won it.
You understand that? You had to go and pull that stupid stunt.
He's right, Victor.
We are sick of Captain Chaos. We are so sick of Captain Chaos that we could throw up. So you know what, Victor? There's not going to be any more Captain Chaos.
Come on! You see what I'm telling you? No! No more Captain Chaos! What do you think of that?
I don't care. Because I've always wanted to be Captain USA. Dun, dun, dun! It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Who won the race?
What did you get for last?
Well, how do you all feel now that you have raped the American highways?
Beautiful.
What
a good chap. I suggest you get a grip on yourself or better on one of these.
I'll take anything.
And feel free to use the lighter in my car, Mr.
Boy.
You wait till he touches that lighter.
Ain't nothing happening.
That's funny. Excuse me. Mr. Ford, how did you like that?
Well, with the lighter, of course.
That's odd. Not filming next year, we'll do this again.
I'm not going to hit you.
What?
What?
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready now. I'm ready. I swear to God, I'm ready.
We're off.
Where's he gonna sit?
I warned you not to interfere in my affairs.
Stephen, put away Seymour, excuse me.
That's all right, I'll answer to anything.
Yeah.
You see, even in the deepest family relations, my business is not worth a...
Thank you, Victor.
Marv.
As you probably know, we're the favorites to be the winning racers tomorrow in the cannonball race, which is going to be Ford. Good evening, ladies.
Evening.
Hello.
My name is J.J. McClure. This is my... Next year we're going for the no.
Perfect. Hey, better than pocket.
We have to get this woman, the senator's wife, to Philadelphia by... Make that California, will you?
We're very close.
Because if I had enough time, I would take those rosary bleeds and stuff them up your nose.
These bleeds?
Those bleeds, yeah.
You gonna take these? You can shove them up?
I take these bleeds here.
What? I don't care. I don't care.
Stop laughing.
I don't care because...
You're going to get slapped.
I always wanted to be Captain America.
It's a living.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He left first. Mr. Morton left first.
Why were you laughing?
Well, because he laughed and you hit me. Got it.